First of all, for those parents that refuse vaccination, they might not have that knowledge of importance of vaccines and vaccination, because vaccines work, and we need to do our part as parents and so forth for our children and for other people. Refusing vaccine, as I said, may not know the importance of vaccine. Secondly, they might have not seen the effect of those diseases caused by, the disease like measles that can kill a child if not vaccinated during an outbreak. So they need to be informed. They need to be sensitized and informed about the importance of vaccines so that they accept it. So right. We need to step up our community awareness and mobilization.
Mm-hmm.
Again, also we need to train our vaccinators frequently, because maybe in a high turnover of vaccinators, those who will be vaccinating may not remember to sensitize the parents before they give vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a minor side effect like fever or pain after vaccination is supposed to be something normal, a normal reaction to vaccine.
Mm.
So they need to be informed so that they don't fear
right.
the vaccine.
Right. And what are some of the health consequences of refusing to vaccinate?
Health consequences, of course, is occurrence of disease. And those diseases, some of them are killer, like tetanus is a killer. Pneumonia even can kill.
Mm-hmm.
A whooping cough, as well as diphtheria and polio, paralysis forever, and so forth. So these are the consequences of not getting vaccine.
Mm, no wonder they're called the six common killer diseases.
Yeah.
All right. So many of these anti-vaccination parents, the ones who refuse to deliberately vaccinate their children, are, you may say, educated and rich. Why do you think they perceive such ideas?
Sometimes they know, of course, they know the importance of vaccines. And mostly, they refuse repetition, mostly.
Mm.
They refuse repetition of vaccine.
Right.
Like, for instance, now we are doing a lot of campaigns simply because our routine vaccination coverage is very low.
Mm.
So when we conduct campaign, we don't segregate whether this child was vaccinated before or not with that antigen.
Right.
For instance, like polio vaccine. Oral polio vaccine.
Mm.
We give to all children under 5. Some of them might have taken routine vaccination, but we don't segregate during campaign because it doesn't harm. Those parents who are educated, they know that their children are vaccinated.
Already.
He is sure that his child was vaccinated.
Right.
Why are you giving more vaccine to my child? So this is the problem.
All right.
Otherwise, if vaccination is done timely, I think they will not refuse.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, in some instances, particularly during campaigns, you will get those vaccinators, they don't dress well.
Mm.
They're not that tidy in their appearance.
So it doesn't give parents confidence to trust them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So this is what we are now concentrating on. We need to always select and train and request them to be exemplary.
Right.
Yeah.
So how should the risks here of not vaccinating your children be communicated to the people out there?
We usually use mobilizers. For instance, we have support from UNICEF and others. We do community sensitization and awareness on the issues of vaccination routine as well as campaign. So And again, we talk during radio talks and so forth, so that we communicate. But again, we need to use many approaches for communication.
Right.
Like posters, billboards, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And again, timely vaccination.
All right.